Chapter 24. "What exactly are you asking me, Cardinal Greco?" Julian Ignario said to the speaker of his cell phone lying on the table. He played with a toothpick between his fingertips while speaking, placing it back in his mouth as he listened. "To do whatever you can. I need assistance. We need to secure this child. I made that abundantly clear. It's the only way to save, and at the same time, to control the circle." Julian pursed his lips and almost slammed his fist on the small table. He stopped himself as his forearms flexed with restraint. The cardinal stretched his patience. He secured himself a position in the illustrious Circle of Benediction. Now, overnight, he was left with a choice to turn to the people who inducted him or take a chance with Greco. He knew how organizations worked. This man didn't make it to his position without being innovative and smart, not to mention he must be politically connected within the operation. That meant either he was connected in the Circle of Benediction or in the Catholic Church or both. Most likely both, Julian figured. Otherwise, he would not have the nerve to go outside his connections if it weren't for a backup plan of escape in the event Julian turned on him. "I thought you said you had that covered. You said the child was as good as ours," Julian said. "Yes, well, I haven't heard back from Conrad. That only can mean he failed." "He would not have given up without risking his own life," Terzo said as an afterthought, with much sadness in his voice.
"You speak as if he's dead."
"I fear the worst. His tenacity knows no bounds," Terzo said, and was silent for a moment. "You said you were Catholic, Mr. Ignario."
"Yes, but I believe in mathematics. I do engineering, not religion. I have battled through this debate far too long. I don't intend on debating it with you," Julian answered.
"Math is not a religion."
"Well, we're not here to talk about theology or philosophy. We're here to discuss what I can do to secure my own financial investment. Furthermore, I'm not here to judge whether it's morally correct for you to turn your back on the circle," Julian snapped back. Terzo changed the topic.
"We need to put physical pressure on this Jacob Pennington and his organization. This building he operates is a fortress. The only way to gain entry is by stealth, and that has failed. They will, without a doubt, be on guard. We need them to turn the child over willingly, or we need to move in with force and take the baby," Terzo said.
"So how do we force their hand to turn the baby over willingly?"
"I don't think that's a viable option."
Julian interlaced his fingers and placed his hands on the table. He did this when deep in thought. "Why do you say so?" Julian asked, not so willing to give up the easier path to victory.
"To Jacob Pennington, the abilities they control are their religion. It's all they believe in. He trusts no one from the outside. He has them interbreed to preserve the bloodline. They are abominations."
"Focus, Cardinal Greco, focus."
"Yes, well, they're determined to become more powerful within their society. The child has been prophesied for centuries. They're not going to be persuaded to turn him over. It was ill luck they have him in the first place."
"Is the problem the people or the building?" Julian asked.
"Excuse me?
What's the real problem? If occupants within the building you called a fortress were removed, would that aid you in your quest, in our quest?"
"What do you have in mind?"
"I've run into complications with varying issues in my travels. Entities with government authority seem to get away with the most, and they get their way even when they seem to violate local laws or the Constitution at every turn," Julian said.
"I'm listening."